On today's episode, we talk about procrastination, Super Tuesday, who will come out on top. We also talk about my sex life and other things. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Here it goes. Let's get to the episode right now. Today's podcast is brought to you by nothing. Big long pause at the beginning of the podcast, meaning I'm going to be rambling from here and probably to the end of the podcast. So let's hope we can get through this without a lot of pauses. Okay. All right. What do you guys want to talk about today? It's March the 3rd. That means it's Super Tuesday. A lot of you guys are going out to vote. And yeah, man, this election is so... I'm not motivated for it. I just don't care about it, man. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I'm not in the feel picking a president this year. I don't know. But we gotta do what we gotta do. For the lesser evil, we have to pick a candidate. Might not like it, but it's just something we have to do as grown-ups. I haven't been feeling good for the past 2 days. I'm kind of feeling better now, so I decided to go ahead and do the podcast and get it out the way and just keep moving ahead. This is like a lot of stuff on my mind lately. I'm just pondering about a lot of things. I'm just like at the cliff of no return. I don't know. About my job. And I don't know. I've been working at this place so long, I don't know what I'm really good at. For us, another career, or actually my first career. I just don't know, man. Thinking about moving out of town, starting all over. I don't freaking know what to do. Just at my wits. Not making, not really making it here in St. Louis. Just miserable. Get up and do this job. Go home, go to sleep. Get up. Go to the job, come home, be up for a couple hours, get ready for work. Half the time I don't even know who I'm working with. Working by myself. And just tired. I don't know. It's no I don't see no positive outcome in keep working at this job. But we don't want to talk about that all day long. Cause I go on and on and on and on and on about that stuff. And we don't want to do that. So let's talk about let's see, what did I do this weekend? I didn't do nothing. I had plans for Saturday to watch AEW Revolution, but I had to work, so I didn't. I watched it the next day. It was a good pay-per-view. Pro wrestling, and you could say pro wrestling is back. And good. They're in good hands. Got a new champion, John Moxley. That's pretty awesome. I could say that by the end of 2020, WWE might have a problem. I don't know. But they already had they got a lot of problems, but that might be one of them. So I gotta drink my water because I do these podcasts. My throat always gets dry. And it's pretty annoying. Excuse me. Okay, what was I talking about? Some AEW Revolution. Pick a side. Well, I put out a new project the other day on SoundCloud. Go listen to that. It's called Vile. I did the artwork. The cover for it has my face on there. It's rare. I really don't like putting my face on shit or showing my face. I guess that was about the coolest thing I've done this weekend. I actually like this project because showing more of my new stuff, like so I'm switching over into industrial techno music, a little bit of ambient. And kind of dark wave stuff. So I like it. One of my first things I made. I actually made it in one day, too. Didn't take me that long. Just a couple of voice samples I put on there. The song Panic Room. I actually like that the beat. Excuse me, that's one of my favorite tracks on the project. Yeah, so pretty sure some of you people seen that. Whenever I released it. So that was pretty good for me. thinking about sending it to a couple of people to follow on music. On Instagram. Just want to hear people's thoughts about it. Give me some pointers. Because I'm new to this, this type of music I'm making now. Just want to get, better. So I'm more like willing to collab with people and stuff. But I don't know. For some odd reason, it feels like I'm the music man that people want me to get my thoughts on their music. I'm like, hey, I make music too. Over here, I make music. Yeah, I'm starting to become that guy. There's a good project, I think. Because I have to split this up in two parts. Here's part one. And part two is coming up next. Maybe I should put like a little sound or interlude in between these parts for the podcast. Well, second thought, I don't have to do that. I gotta just keep going. I want to bring some topics into the podcast. Don't really have nothing to share with you guys this episode. I did buy a microphone for this phone, but it turns out I bought the wrong one, so I gotta buy another one. Doesn't plug into the iPhone. It only uses it's for Androids, but it said on the thing iPhone, so I don't know. This is I was trying to put the podcast in two parts because it's like a airplane hovering over my house. It's making a loud noise, but it's past now, so I think we're fine. There's a lot of people dropped out of the election campaign. Mayor Pete, Amy Klobuchar, I don't know how to say her last name. the Minnesota lady, Tom Sawyer, whatever his name was. And all these people are pretty much campaigning for Joe Biden. I don't know, the DNC and the Democratic, really a bunch of pieces of crap, man, I don't know. I was trying to go against Bernie, I don't want him to notice this is probably the guy that we have to pick. I mean, Warren doesn't do good, I'm pretty sure. After today, she's probably going to drop out. So maybe she'll go with Bernie. I don't know, man. We'll see. I just, I'm just not hyped for this election, man. It's not like the same stuff happening in 2016 is happening again. And this year. So I don't know, man. Maybe just hope for 2024. Maybe we can get Michelle Obama or AOC to run. Somebody that's a superstar that's gonna wow everyone, even Republicans. It's pretty much what the Democrats need. I don't know. That would be a good job for me. It'd be a political analyst. Someone. Or a political consultant. Someone that just works for somebody to campaign. I think I'd be good at that. Maybe I should run for mayor. Something around my neighborhood. Get my political career started. Would that be a good idea? Let's see, let's talk about music. Nothing really came out of music. Sasha so rap stuff. G Herbo and Lil Baby. Not in a hurry to listen to none of that. You know, I do like those guys somewhat. Just haven't been listening to rap at all. Or hip hop. Not rushing to listen to any of that stuff. Just, and I'm kind of, every year I'm getting farther and farther away from that type of music. Like, I just don't care about the content. It's not, just listen to the old stuff that I grew up on. Does it for me. I'm yawning now. Podcast over with. Insert music. Well, that's kind of like one of the problems I'm having right now. Trying to download this particular song for this episode. And stuff is not downloading. It's making me mad. So So it might not be no music on this episode. So I'll try it again right now. Let's hope and see if this is gonna work. Click. Actually, I was going to talk about my sex life on this episode. It's gotten really bad. To the point where I was thinking about stuff. That turned me on when I was a kid. It'll all make sense one day when I explain it on another episode. I don't want to talk about it right now into detail. But I was looking up this movie called The Wicked Stepmothers. I've got the lady Betty Davis, and she's a stepmother, a witch or something. The movie's weird, I don't know. But her daughter, mother, whatever. That chick was smoking hot. I was looking, trying to find this chick on the internet. She's like really old now. Yeah, man, my sexual life has gotten out of hand. I need to get laid. I don't know. Excuse me for saying this. But it is what it is. I don't know. I got it. It's uploading. See what happens when you talk about your sexual relationships, or your sex life? Things happen automatically. Yeah, I need some sexual healing. I don't know, man. Thinking about women I could have talked to a year ago. All the relationships I messed up because of my anxiety and stupid stuff. Start DMing people. I'm just like the, I'm not the worst person to talk to. nothing's going to be perfect, but I'm just not the best version of me right now. I'm not my whole self. I don't want to come to a woman not all the way right. Like, at least I gotta have a good job or some type of career. I mean, I got some things going on, but am I really? I could be doing more. I don't know. Yep. Last so-called relationship I was in, it didn't work out. Shit. Girl ended up going to California. California. Isn't it crazy how California is starting to get cold and the weather in New York is kind of, it's getting warm, staying warm. It hasn't been cold for real. People, that's what you call climate change. For all you political congressmen in Washington, D.C., this is going through, what you call it, the name of it. When Earth is going to the opposite, it's turning everything, making everything different. I don't know the name of it, but I guess like the Midwest will be getting warmer weather. The East Coast will be getting warmer weather, and the West Coast, I guess, we'll be getting cold weather. I don't know. We haven't had a cold or snowy winter in years, and we used to. I was actually wanted to have some kind of snowstorm. Never happens every year. I don't get one. Next thing you know, you have your spring, then it gets back to being hot as hell. And I don't like the summertime. I sweat too much. And I don't like sweating. Smell like, smell bad. I don't know. At all in the summertime. I do like the fall and the winter. Spring, it's cool. But summertime, I can't do summertime. Don't like summer. What did I watch this week on TV? Any movies? I watched the movie The House That Jack Built. It was good, but it wasn't all that good to me. Like the ending? I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Oh, Matt Dillon. Did a good job playing a serial killer. But what's my call at the beginning? She was really so annoying. I can kind of see why he killed her. Uma Thurman, her character. You think I'm gonna drag you back to get another jack? Drag you back? How you know if I had something to do? Like, really? I tell you, man, people. Or a trip. Yeah, it just got weird at the end, like. When he killed his whole family, that didn't make sense. It was like, okay, man, you killed all these people over these years. Off for art, and I don't know. And this movie did kind of get mixed reviews. I could see why some people didn't like this movie. But just the build up and the end in part. But that was the only thing I watched. I did watch the last two episodes of High Maintenance on HBO. And didn't really understand either episode. So I was just getting weirder and weirder. People in New York, they're, I guess Brooklyn, or New York as a whole has definitely evolved. It's definitely more liberal. As of late, I don't say I would definitely fit in that type of scene, but I definitely would hang out with a lot of those people. Good show, man. If you haven't watched High Maintenance, check it out. Especially if you get high. Yeah, that's it. I didn't watch any a lot of TV this week. Or last week. I've been more productive, just doing the things I was doing. Even though I haven't, this week I haven't been productive as much. I haven't, but I guess by tomorrow I should be back in action completely and doing the things I need to do. And that's one thing that works for me. Getting stuff done is just do it early in the morning. like wake up around 4 in the morning. This actually works for all the entrepreneurs and billionaires, whatever. That's how to get their day started. It actually works because around 12 noon, you have all most of your shit done. You have stuff to do. I mean, the rest of the day for yourself, do whatever you need to do, you want to do. I highly recommend going about your day doing it like that. The song is uploaded. It's done. So we'll have music for you guys on this podcast. I guess that's it. I don't have nothing to talk about. I think I've gone on long enough. Actually, I have 35 minutes in. I didn't even put the music on here. So this podcast will be about like an hour. All right, guys, I'm out. See you guys hopefully Friday. Kind of debating just doing one podcast a week. Maybe I'll let you guys know in the next episode. Okay, this is the Lonely Boy Podcast. We out. Hit the music. I'm